What's better than a well-marbled ribeye sizzling on the barbecue? A well-marbled ribeye sizzling on the barbecue that was carefully selected by an Instacart shopper and delivered to your door. A well-marbled ribeye you ordered without even leaving the kiddie pool. Whatever groceries your summer calls for, Instacart has you covered. Download the Instacart app and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees, exclusions, and terms apply. Instacart. Groceries that over-deliver.
This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
This has been a long time coming, and it's great journalism, and my praise, as much as I sometimes lament some of what we've done in the media, and especially during the pandemic and post-pandemic, and we all had our part to play. We all had our moment where we're like, well, that doesn't seem quite right. What should I say, and when should I say it, and how do I say it, knowing what fraught times the pandemic was? Global News has a three-part investigative report from Andrew McIntosh and Carolyn Jarvis. They brought this forward. They did great work with it. It airs tonight on Global News at 5 about Canada's vaccine injury program and why it just has not, it has not met the moment. It hasn't met the mark. And I think one of the responsibilities when we're all of us, some of us, most of us getting vaccinated in the early parts of 2021, what do we ask for from the government? All we ask for is, and from public health officials, you'll keep our trust by being honest. What are you getting right? When do we need to change things? Just be transparent. Support us. People will have tough decisions here, and people may have rare but real adverse effects. They've yet to invent a vaccine that is universally safe for every individual. Full stop. That is a fact. It's not a point up for debate. And that would be the case with all medical treatments. What you might want to take for a pill or a procedure may not be something I'm willing to engage in. I may not want my kids involved in it as well. And I think we finally are having the proper conversations, but we sure weren't then. Featured in this story is a personal injury lawyer by the name of Jasmine Dea, and she joins me now on 640 Toronto. Thank you for making the time, first of all, for our audience.
No, thank you so much for having me.
I lay all that out there, and it's hard to believe all of it was the better part of 5 years ago. Vaccination, in essence, has been around about 4 years and 3 months. And as I said, the best way I can describe this, Jasmine, is Canada and public health officials failed. They get an F for being open, transparent, and helpful regarding some of the injuries people suffered.
That's completely accurate and unfortunate, because when this vaccine rolled out, everyone was fearing what was going on in the world because it was uncharted territory. And the vaccine was there to help us, to save us. And unfortunately, there is a small percentage of individuals in Canada, that number is 0.011% of individuals that have adverse effects. And while that sounds like a small percentage, for the individuals that actually suffer from severe adverse effects, and we're not talking about just a sore arm or a headache that some people would get when you had the vaccine, we're talking about significant impact where people can't work, people can't move, people die as a result of the vaccine. For those people, it's very significant, obviously. And so we were looking to the government to have some form of compensation, because you'll recall at that time, although the government is saying now that it was optional, I don't really think it was. And, you know, you can provide your opinion, but in my opinion, I don't think it was at all.
No. And if, even if we were to say, well, 30 million people, let's even say it was 0.01%. It was one in a thousand. That's still tens of thousands of people. And the government did agree in very late 2020, before the vaccine was even released, to have some element of support and some element of compassion and reassurance. And some of that was making sure that if you suffered a side effect, you'd be taken care of. And as we said, they haven't met the mark there.
They haven't. And it's interesting, because some people think, oh, these are just individuals that want a handout. And that is not the case. We're talking about people that can't work, people that can't put food on the table for their family at no fault of their own. They were doing what they were told to do. And it's interesting because this program, while new to Canada, it's not new to all provinces in Canada. So Quebec had the program. They started that program in 1985. We had 19 countries in the world that had a no-fault vaccine injury compensation program. Canada was the only G7 country that did not have a compensation program, and one of two G20 nations. So this is something that we should have had. And when it came into effect, we thought, hey, this is great. It's actually a program I had advocated for in November 2020 because people were starting to contact me saying, we're not doing so well. What can we do? So I advocated for this program. Canada announced the program in December 2020. And I thought, okay, job well done, Jasmine. I've done what I need to do to help my clients. They came back to me a few years later saying they hadn't been compensated. They have no money. They're losing their home. They can't work. And I was at a loss to understand how this happened.
No. And if we compare it, there's been some European countries that have done phenomenal jobs. They've offered, they were more transparent. They were more accountable. They've offered clear breakdowns of where there's been some adverse events. And they've been major investments in follow-up care. And again, here I say it, we were way too guarded, way too slow. And if anything, sometimes we weren't even guarded and slow. We were non-existent to admit where our systems didn't work well.
And you brought up transparency. And transparency is what we're failing on right now in terms of the program. There is no other place in the legal sphere that I have seen in Canada that is so opaque, in the sense that we aren't told how to appeal decisions. Well, even going back, first, you have individuals that submit an application. We don't know what criteria are being looked at in order to approve the applications. We don't know the identity of the three people sitting on the board, who they are. We know they're doctors. So there's a medical board that supposedly reviews these applications and the information that is attached to the applications. We don't know what they're looking at, what criteria, who these people are, what their credentials are, if they're even in Canada. We don't know their names. We don't know anything. And then we get a little paragraph within a letter from the Vaccine Injury Support Program saying, sorry, you've been denied. There might be one line as to the reason saying, we don't believe you had a permanent impairment. We don't believe this is serious, but that's it. We don't know even how to appeal. There's no decisions. So when I say a decision, usually when you go to court, there might be a written decision by the judge or the adjudicator saying the reasons why there was this result. And with the Vaccine Injury Support Program, we don't know. So how do you appeal what you don't know? We also don't know the form of compensation, the type of compensation. We don't have a breakdown. There is nothing other than the fact that the program administrator has been paid a lot more than the accident victims.
Does this give you faith? You're featured, as I mentioned, in this journalism from Global News. Does this give you faith that's more out in the open now? We're starting to at least, you know, make endeavors. You have been the whole time, but starting to make endeavors to get people answers about what has happened to them. And I think for a reassurance for people who may have navigated this successfully with their families or their older relatives, just assurance that it'll be different if there is a next time.
It's hard to say. I mean, it has to be the government that takes the stance. And so far, we haven't seen that. There's also a lot of bigger problems in the world that's facing a lot of people within the country. And so when we look at the number of affected people, I hear from them. I hear their tears. I hear the knot in their throat when they're talking to me, fearful of the future, fearful for their families. Whether the government takes a stance on this is yet to be seen. I think it's fantastic that Global took the initiative to do this investigative report. I also know that there's other documentaries and other people that have done reports. And I'm so pleased to see that they are speaking out, because it is not easy. There are a lot of people that are facing backlash for saying anything. And so these investigative reporters have a hard time putting the word out there of what really went wrong, because there's fear about speaking out against the government and others that have put this program into place and that advocated for individuals to get the vaccine.
Jasmine, thank you for speaking out, and thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you so much again for having me.
Jasmine Day is a personal injury lawyer, and a lot of what gets laid out, you'll see some of it tonight if you watch Global News at 5 with Anthony Robard and Tracy Tong. You'll see it. I've told you my own story before. I got a third dose of the vaccine before Christmas, right around Christmas holidays of 21. Didn't like the reaction I got. I was not getting a fourth, no matter what. My kids got two shots. They were not getting a third because of the risks of a possible heart injury or myocarditis that was afflicting teen boys. The data bore that out in all these other countries. I don't have many regrets about this, about stopping when we stopped and being more outspoken about it. The mandates were a massive, massive mistake. They were a massive mistake. And I think I realized that probably by July of 21. Didn't want us to go down that road. Didn't want us making parents feel that pressure to vaccinate 12-year-olds. Starting to stop having guests on that were like, well, we have to vaccinate everybody. I'm like, what? We do everybody, babies? We have to do that? No, not in a million years. The Ontario Liberal leader, Stephen Del Duca, promised forced vaccination of kindergartners in his election platform in 22. Gee, I wonder how they ended up with only 8 seats. Like, there was just madness surrounding us. When we needed clarity. Some people's lives were saved because of the vaccines. Some people's lives were damaged because of the vaccines. Man, that's medicine. That's a documented reality for all vaccines all the time. No vaccine's universally safe for every individual. Some people with severe allergies to ingredients in a vaccine form. Remember, there was the stuff about egg proteins. We're getting advised, don't take it. So the element of risk is always there. When it comes to medicine, you get put under with anesthesia for a knee injury. There is that risk. You'll have an adverse reaction. Something will go wrong. But to not be able to talk about it, I'm glad this journalism's happening, and I'm glad to amplify it in that context as well.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of The Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
Now the competition has begun.
What will you need to stay in this house?
What do I need to give you to get you out of that house?
This wall has to stay.
This wall has to go or we go.
What do you think of the house?
I hate it.
Okay, so I have a little bit of work to do.
Design expert Paige Turner joins David as they ask homeowners the all-important question.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
You want to tell them?
Love it or list it. All new Sunday at 9 on Home Network. Stream on Stack TV and the Global TV app.